The scope of my paper and what I'm going to talk about today is trying to give you a practical guide to the interplay among a landlord's possessory remedies and the monetary remedies. The principal possessory remedies that we're going to talk about today are judicial eviction, forcible detainer actions. The other is dealing with the methods for dealing with a tenant's personal property, both judicial and non-judicial, and also the lockout statute. The monetary remedies, I'm going to focus on making sure that we understand the difference and the when it matters, the distinction matters, between rent and claims for damages. There are a number of instances under state law, and I believe the next speaker will tell you even under bankruptcy law, where the difference between rent and damages as recoverable compensation for a tenant's breach matter legally. And I'm also going to talk about mitigation, because it's almost impossible to talk about recovering damages for breach of a lease without discussing the state of mitigation in Texas law. I'll also mention a new case that the Texas Supreme Court pronounced this year, the Bradbury case, which clarifies the law about the enforceability of no waiver clauses in leases and the effect on a landlord's ability to recover or to accept rent after a default without waiving its remedies under the lease. And I'm also, if we have time, talk about some of the common defenses and waivers other than mitigation.